The gospel for Epiphany is in Matthew chapter 2. Listen for God's word. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation within each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Herod asked the Magi to go and search diligently for this child, the one born to be king of the Jews. One might ask whether these wise men are being presented by the Gospel of Matthew as really being all that wise. Look at the situation. Here are foreign visitors of some obvious means and education asking the current king of the Jews for a little help in finding the person who has been born to displace this king from his throne. Doesn't that make the Magi out to be a little naive? Did they expect Herod would just be overjoyed with this news? But Herod's orders to the Magi also seem maybe a little bereft of logic. These fellows have already traveled over thousands of miles, harsh desert conditions, from a land, probably Persia, far to the east. They've endured all sort of risks and hardships. For months they have traveled, and now they are merely a dozen or so miles from their goal, the end of their quest. And Herod says, "Go and search diligently." Duh. What else do you expect them to do at this point? Of course they're going to search diligently. Yet there's something that is both compelling and quite instructive for the life of faith to be gleaned from these two rather odd aspects of the Epiphany story and the visit of the Magi to the infant Messiah. The Magi, by means of astrology, which might be questioned by some today, have become convinced that the legitimate king of the Jews has been newly born. Now, the most likely cause for that conclusion is, I believe, the conjunction of the planets Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, which is a very rare event in itself. It only happens once every 805 years, and it happened in 6 BC. And the conjunction rose, and we know this to be an astronomical fact, it rose within the constellation of Pisces, which in ancient astrology was associated with the ancient kingdom of Judah. So they concluded there must be a new king of the Jews born. No matter who this Herod claims to be, their apparently naive questioning of Herod is in effect a confrontation between the reality of hope and the apparent reality of the world as it apparently is. That confrontation would take a drastic turn, of course, when Herod tries to stamp out the possibility raised by the Magi by slaughtering a whole bunch of innocent children in and around the village of Bethlehem. But the Magi's question, "Where is he who is born king of the Jews?" is nothing other than an announcement that Herod's claim to be king of the Jews is bogus. And it was, of course. He was merely a puppet of the Roman Empire. A fraud, really. In the musical Jesus Christ Superstar, there's a number where Herod confronts Jesus, and he says, "Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine." And when Jesus doesn't, Herod says, "No, you're a fraud. You're not the Son of God." But the true fraud was Herod, a puppet of Caesar. But those who claim title and power, including Caesar Augustus, for whom Herod actually ruled, need reminding that all earthly power is temporary, provisional, conditional. Anyone who begins to claim absolute power or immunity from scrutiny is playing God. This is true not only in the realm of political power, but in all relationships between people and relationships between people and the resources that people manage. All power needs scrutiny and review. All power needs checks and balances. How many are the owners of real estate who presume that their deed is permanent and absolute, and that gives them the supposed right to dump on any of their land a substance that is horribly toxic? How many are abusive parents who tried to hide their children from the scrutiny of the schools or the scrutiny of the police with the claim that these are my kids? No. From Herod to Caesar to you and me, we need to be reminded that any power, any control that we have in this life, in this realm, is temporary and conditional. The Epiphany story should be a reminder of that. And what of the Magi whose diligence is quite obvious, yet being told to search diligently? They've already proven their diligence. They shouldn't need a reminder, right? Or, well, do they? See, success in life's endeavors requires ongoing effort, renewed each new day. No one dare say that they've conquered all of life's challenges, because every new day brings a unique adversity that you've never faced before. When one foolishly is convinced of their own adequacy, maybe danger lurks. That's why the ancient proverb tells us that pride goes before a fall. Even the most adroit among us have feet of clay. The Apostle Paul realized this truth as he affirmed the continuing discipline that living for Jesus Christ requires of us. Athletes, Paul wrote to Christians living in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 9, Athletes must exercise self-control in all things likewise. I do not run aimlessly, but rather I discipline myself so that having once proclaimed the gospel to others, I myself should not be disqualified. So, search diligently for the goal of faith, no matter how diligent you have already been. Today we embark on the course of a new year, 2017. It is God's gift to you, but in a very real sense, it is not yours. 2017 is not yours to squander in any way that you may darn well please. No one has absolute control of anything, no one but God. Nor are we the owners of this year that lies ahead of us. We are stewards of the year 2017. What will we do with it? Perhaps we will need a few naive-sounding reminders so that we do not forget the lessons of the Magi. No matter how brilliantly any of us have performed up through 2016, new diligence is going to be needed for the challenges that are ahead of us. Having traveled for thousands of miles, the wise men needed to continue so that they could complete their goal and worship the Christ child. The journey they took was worth the effort. And how we form our identities as Christians and face the challenges of our journey will be crucial to our own trek. Like the Magi, we need to know what the goal of the journey truly is. And I'm reminded of this story. Back in January 2000, right after the Y2K crisis was over, that seems like just yesterday, doesn't it? But January of 2000, civic leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, invited Billy Graham to a luncheon in his honor. Initially, Graham hesitated, for he has long struggled with Parkinson's disease, but the leaders said they did not expect a major address, so he agreed. The day of the event came, and several people got up and spoke of Dr. Graham with glowing accolades. In his brief response, Billy Graham offered this. He said, "I'm reminded, as I stand before you, of Albert Einstein, who was recently honored," this was 2000, "he was recently honored by Time magazine as the man of the century." Einstein was once traveling from Princeton by train when the conductor came to punch the passengers' tickets. When he came to Einstein, the professor reached into his vest pocket. He couldn't find his ticket, so he searched his other pockets. No ticket. He searched his briefcase and couldn't find it. Then he looked, you know, under the cushion of the seat beside him. He couldn't find it. The conductor said, "Dr. Einstein, it's okay. I know who you are. I'm sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it." Einstein nodded appreciatively, and the conductor moved on down the aisle to punch other tickets. But as he was exiting to the next car, the conductor looked back and saw this great physicist on his hands and knees, looking under the seats for his ticket. The conductor rushed back and said, "Dr. Einstein, please, sir, don't worry. I know who you are. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one." From his perch on the floor, Einstein looked up and said, "Young man, I know too who I am. It's just that I can't remember where I was going." Billy Graham waited for the chuckles to fade and went on. He said, "This is a new suit I'm wearing today. My old suits don't fit my frail body very well anymore. So I bought this new suit for this occasion in Charlotte and for one other. That will be my funeral. I will be buried in this suit." But when you've heard that I've died, please don't think of the suit I'm wearing. But remember this, I know who I am, and I also know where it is that I'm going. Are we making a journey with a goal in mind as we enter the new year? Will the journey be worth our effort as we embark into 2017? We will need renewed diligence, and as we go, may we experience, as the Magi did of old, a journey that has a goal in mind, and may God bless you in each worthy endeavor of this new year. Amen.